every Thursday morning, we have Talk of the Town with Youngstown's mayor, Mayor Jamel Tito Brown.
Good morning, Mayor Brown.
Good morning, Lavetta. How are you?
I'm doing good this morning. You good?
I can't complain.
Listen, neither can I. All right. So I know we've got a busy weekend ahead of us here in the Valley. Tell us what's going on and what is the city doing for Juneteenth?
Well, Juneteenth has been a week long since June 12th. Mm-hmm. There are events that have been going on, but really the culminating, the bigger event will be this Saturday, the 19th, at the Youngstown Amphitheater.
Okay.
And it's the event we'll have spoken word. Yours truly will be speaking. I think there'll be different acts. There'll be food vendors. It'll be the all-out community celebration at downtown Youngstown at the amphitheater. I believe it starts at 12:30 to 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. So, yeah, there's something to do pretty much every day this weekend all over. But that's just
right. The
one thing that we know about right now. But trust me, there's something everywhere. Speaking of something everywhere, COVID is something everywhere. And I know we've been steady pushing for folks to get vaccines. And I know the Vaxmillion stuff is out. I'm mad the winner wasn't me. But tell us what you know of the updates on the vaccine.
Well, the vaccinations we continue. We've put together a big list of locations. We've been really going out and meeting people where they are. We're doing it at our parks. We're doing it at our. We have increased the peace rallies on Tuesday. We're still hosting clinics, and if individuals are looking to do it at their job or location, where you may have a larger crowd gather, and even when you think of larger crowds anymore, we'll take 5 and 10. So we're really pushing smaller, events just to make sure that we continue to inch up our numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Our numbers are not where we need them to be.
Okay.
If you look across the state, and there were probably three point some odd million across the state. That's not even a third. We're about 11 million people plus in the state of Ohio. But here in the city of Youngstown, our numbers are in about the 30% range, or 34, 35%. We've got to get those numbers up before we can say that, we're reaching the numbers that we want to have, where we know that there are more individuals vaccinated than there are not. So we've got to continue to have, proceed with caution. But we've got to also think about, the long-term effects of, once you get vaccinated, how much healthier we can be as a community, how much easier it will be to open up and have everything just without any restrictions.
Absolutely, because that's what we're trying to get to. And things are opening up really good right now. There's a lot of things going on, but we need to get our vaccinations up a little bit more so that we can, be outside a little bit more.
Sure. That's absolutely right, Lavetta. One of the things you talk about, a lot of more events going on. The other thing, we only talked about Saturday with Juneteenth. On Sunday, there's a fatherhood event that's going to happen at 3 p.m. in the amphitheater with a prayer and then a car show, and there'll be open grills, and that's with the Urban Scholars. So fathers, if you have nothing to do, if you want to come out, fatherhood will have something right at the amphitheater on Sunday, the 20th.
Or if your pocket's tight, take your dad to that.
Yes.
The 20th at 3, because listen.
You know how you do, Dad. Oh, Dad, I got something for you. I'm planning a nice event for you. Yeah, so,
yeah, right.
But we want to just make sure we highlight and spotlight that, because fatherhood is a big piece, and they're pushing to get fathers and more men involved and engaged.
Speaking of getting the fathers and the men engaged, we always talk to the men, basically, when we're talking about getting guns, violence, and stuff like that under control, because it is kind of on the men to talk to other men. But there's something going on now where the gun possession law is going to be a little stiffer. Talk to me about that.
You're right, Lavetta. I was in Columbus this week. Myself and Chief Davis went down to speak with the governor and his team, and he invited 10 mayors from small to mid-sized cities to talk about, the issues we have with repeat offenders with guns, but also, and when I say that, it's individuals who will get a gun charge, you arrest them today and tomorrow they're back out carrying another gun. But if the penalties are stiffer, then the courts would hold them or put a greater bond on top of that. So the governor is initiating that through the state legislator. And what he asked for us is he was asking mayors to reach out to the legislators, but also he was asking the police chiefs who were there to really band together and send notices to the state legislators as well, because I think it'll say give a bigger push, and if not just the electeds are talking to electeds, but you know, police chiefs know what's going on, and they really have a strong voice across the nation, and definitely right here in the state of Ohio.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's going to be something that we're going to be keeping our eye on, because it has to stop. But we've got to start it somewhere, and it might as well be right here at home. I want to thank you, Mr. Mayor, for being on with me this morning and for sharing everything that's going on in the Valley. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Lavetta.
Thank you all for joining us for Talk of the Town with Mayor Brown. And be sure to join us in our next episode.